Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Tuesday afternoon. It's a beauty. Austin's around in just a second. Going to update us on the five-day forecast. It's not a bad one. You're going to like that. I do hope you're having a great afternoon. We appreciate you letting us take that ride home with you. Before we get into the hour, and it's going to be a busy hour, I want to tell you that right now. A lot of things happening. Let's go ahead and identify the three top important things you should know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola Beach lifeguards, by the way, this is the first of three, are sounding the safety alarm after rescuing nearly 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. Scammy County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says the key is to remain calm and swim parallel to the shore until you escape the current. Here's the key messaging from this story. Lifeguards now saying a patch of dark water near the shoreline could be that telltale sign that a rip current is in the area.
And your second of the top three stories, public school enrollment in Florida is declining. New data from economic and demographic research suggests that massive increases in school voucher usage is the immediate reason. EDR's prediction is now estimating a net decrease in Florida of nearly 66,000 students over the next 5 years. Escambia County is expected to see the sharpest decline locally at an estimated 2,500 students. Santa Rosa County, meanwhile, will be down by about 1,000.
Okay, here's a story that we are working. It is the third story of three, and this is an important one. This was just breaking this afternoon. An investigation is ongoing after deputies located a gun at Warrington Prep Academy. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to Warrington Prep earlier this morning for a student with a gun notification. Sheriff's Office says deputies located a firearm on campus. No shots were fired. Deputies still investigating charges at this time. No one has been charged with this situation.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This first check of the roads and weather brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And we have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. But those are all spots that give us trouble this time every afternoon. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. It's going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 82, maybe a slight chance of showers in the middle of your Wednesday, but it shouldn't last long. Wednesday night's low is going to be 71.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida man has been charged with killing his estranged wife and then found him dead in jail. Christian Goodwin has more.
An attorney for David Knezovich revealing he was found dead from an apparent suicide inside a cell at the Federal Detention Center in Miami. The 37-year-old Fort Lauderdale businessman was awaiting trial, charged with kidnapping and killing his estranged wife in Spain. Prosecutors have said Knezovich left Miami in January of 2024 for Serbia, renting a car to track down his wife Anna, noting security video showed him at a Madrid hardware store the same day she disappeared. They allege the two were fighting over real estate assets. Her body was never found. In a statement, defense attorneys say the team is devastated to learn of his death, adding they hope that an appropriate and prompt investigation will be conducted. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And former U.S. Representative David Jolly plans to throw his hat back into the political arena. Jolly announced yesterday that he's considering a run for Florida governor and that he has registered as a Democrat. Jolly left the Republican Party back in 2018.
Okay, students are thankful, and here's another instance of a gun on campus type situation. These students are thankful after a classmate was caught carrying a gun. Fox affiliate in Miami, Channel 7, Brandon's buyer is in Miramar, Florida this afternoon, and he files this report.
Someone just brings a gun to school. It's very concerning. and scary.
Students leave Miramar High School Monday afternoon just hours after a fellow classmate was arrested for bringing a gun to school. A gun that might have made it into a classroom had it not been for recently installed metal detectors finding it. Not a single student we spoke with told us they mind the inconvenience of the metal detectors in the morning.
It's definitely giving me some peace of mind.
A student accused of bringing the firearm to Miramar High School was immediately arrested. Principal reminding parents in her email to them to have the talk with your kids about how severe of a crime this is.
418 News Radio 92.3. Let me kind of bring this story back locally. An investigation, mentioned this to you just minutes ago, but I wanted to kind of recap it. Investigations going on after deputies located a gun at Warrington Prep Academy. Earlier this morning, according to the sheriff's office, deputies were called to Warrington Prep for a student with a gun. Indeed, deputies did locate a firearm on campus. No shots were fired, and no one has been charged in this situation.
And you may have heard us talking earlier this week about the Clearwater Ferry Service issue. Well, they are suspending their operations following last weekend's deadly boat crash. One person was killed, several others injured when a boat collided with the ferry near the Memorial Causeway Bridge. The operator of the boat originally fled but was found nearby and is reportedly cooperating with investigators. The Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority announced today it will suspend the services of the ferry from May 1st through May 4th.
Good afternoon, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. A Florida woman saves her dog from a bear, distracting the animal by throwing a bag of cookies. Carolyn Coles down at Fox 35 at Orlando has more for us.
In a heart-pounding moment, Kristen Savage and her dog Ringo dodge danger, escaping a bear, barely making it inside their home.
At one point, I thought, like, we're not going to get out of this because there's nobody here to help me.
A mama bear protecting her cubs had charged Kristen right near her front yard. With nowhere to run, she lifted her dog into the air, spinning in circles, trying desperately to keep him out of the bear's reach. As panic set in,
he was in her mouth at one point.
She remembered something her mom had handed her just minutes before, a bag of cookies.
She stopped for a minute. She went towards us, then she stopped and went back and sniffed the cookies.
Those cookies giving her the few precious seconds she needed to escape.
And a ban on fluoride in Florida's drinking water closer to becoming reality. We've been hearing a lot about this. The ag bill that prohibits water quality additives heads to Governor DeSantis' desk after passing in the State House of Representatives and clearing the Senate. If signed, the ban would go into effect on July 1st.
Okay, Sheriff's Lieutenant here in Florida is now charged with multiple crimes, including attacking a woman he met at a bar. Here's Eben Brown.
A Miami-Dade County, Florida sheriff's lieutenant wound up in jail on charges of choking a woman he brought home from a bar Monday night. Daniel Challa denied any wrongdoing when questioned by police, but the unidentified woman says that after agreeing to go to Challa's 26th floor apartment, after meeting, he put his hands around her neck and refused to let go even when telling him to stop. She then fled and asked neighbors for help. One witness says she was bleeding from the mouth. The Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office has yet to comment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
420, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get some of the biggest headlines happening across your nation today. But also, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of The Trail to Oregon. It's a lively and humorous musical that follows the misadventures of a quirky pioneer family as they journey westward along the Oregon Trail in the 19th century. We got more details on that production and what you can do to earn the tickets coming up. That'll be happening in just about 7 or 8 minutes after the break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Navy Days is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. May 9th through 11th. Join us as we honor the pride and dedication of our military community and Pensacola's military heritage. Start the celebration Friday, May 9th at AC Reed for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament or at the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala. Saturday, May 10th, we'll take to the streets for the Pensacola Navy Days 4K race and parade. Then head over to Plaza de Luna for Family Fun Fest. Get the details and tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
From time to time, parents occasionally ask,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
A better question might be,
is it safe for my children not to participate in high school sports?
Statistics show that teenagers are likely to be healthier and stay healthier as adults if they play a sport in high school. Participating in a high school sport builds and maintains strong bones, muscles, and joints. High school athletes are also more likely to develop good eating habits. High school athletes not only have stronger bodies, their self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-discipline are strengthened too. So insightful parents aren't asking,
is it safe for my children to participate in high school sports?
Instead, they're asking,
hey, what time is the game tonight?
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, it is a great looking Tuesday. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher and the Dow and S&P 500 notching a sixth straight session of gains as investors digested a mixed bag of corporate earnings reports, soft economic data, and trade developments. Stocks advancing after President Trump said that talks with India on tariffs were coming along great and he thinks the two countries will reach a deal. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending higher with tech leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners Honeywell, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow rising 300 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Afternoon, News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola right now. Well, new jobs were created at the end of last month, though the overall picture points to a stable job market. Jenny Casola's in.
The number of job openings declined on the last day of March, down by 901,000 from a year ago. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnovers Survey found 7.19 million openings, a drop of 288,000 from February. Federal job opportunities declined by 36,000. However, overall layoffs declined by 222,000. Overall hires held at 5.4 million, and total separations were little changed at 5.1 million, suggesting stability in the labor market right before April's tariffs were unveiled. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
425. Austin has the look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But we've got some developing on Avalon Boulevard itself if you're traveling southbound, coming over the water and heading towards Tiger Point in Gulf Breeze. Be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow may have a slight chance of showers throughout your Wednesday, but it shouldn't last long. High will be 82, low will once again be 71.
Well, I just want to kind of add on to that, Austin, that they still have those lane stoppages along the Garson Bridge again today. Mm. So if you are traveling across from Gulf Breeze north on Avalon, you might experience some delays. It's about an 8 to 10 minute delay when they hold the lanes off. So just be prepared. If you're in a hurry, might want to shoot to proper over in Gulf Breeze if that's the way you're coming, because you will be kind of held up for about 8 to 10 minutes per lane. Amazon's knocking down reports. It's going to list the cost of tariffs next to products. This really jazzed up a lot of folks. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
An Amazon spokesperson says a team running the low-cost Amazon Haul store considered listing import charges on certain products, but says it was never approved and is not going to happen. That statement follows a harsh rebuke of the plan by White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt earlier today.
This is a hostile and political act by Amazon.
Marking the first 100 days of President Trump's second term, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has announced tariffs are bringing trading partners to the table to rebalance economic relationships. No deal has yet been announced, but Bessent says progress is being made with Japan, India, and South Korea. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, I got a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's Trail to Oregon. That's going on from May 2nd to May 11th. I told you before the break, it's about a lively and humorous musical following the misadventures of a quirky pioneer family as they journey westward along the Oregon Trail. And it's led by the bumbling but well-meaning father. The family encounters a series of obstacles and colorful characters along the way. If you do want to win a pair of tickets to this production, all you have to do is be the first person to text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in 850-437-1620. The word beavers. I used the Oregon Ducks theme yesterday, so we'll go with Oregon State now. And I'm sure if you went through an Oregon trail, you would stumble across a beaver or two. So the first person to text in the word beavers to our text line gets those tickets.
You know, they're not too happy about beavers in Oregon because they cause a big disruption.
I was about to say, they can be maybe destructive.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. And they do that in Corvallis, by the way, with the beavers in Oregon. Mortgage rates. Yeah, you think about doing the home buying or selling thing today. Well, your rates are lower, remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. The average rate on the 15-year mortgage is 6.23%.
Alrighty, and the human remains pulled from a South Jersey river last May have been identified as a woman who went missing 15 years ago. Bernadine Gunner, a Camden grandmother, was last seen driving in the local areas after telling her family that she felt suicidal. Last May, three submerged cars were pulled from the Cooper River, one of which contained human remains, and DNA analysis confirmed it was her. She was 52 years old when she disappeared, and they held a memorial service for her this past Monday.
Okay, here's an update. I know we've been telling you about this for the past few days here, but the Fed government is going to begin enforcing the National Real ID Law starting in 8 days. It's on May 7th. Federal agencies will accept only state-issued driver's license and the IDs that meet Real ID requirements. If your driver's license or ID card has that gold star in the upper right-hand corner, you're good to go, so don't worry about that. But a lot of folks are very interested in that, especially if you do a lot of flying.
Yeah.
You got to have that all checked out here. I want to, speaking of flying, let me just kind of drop this in because this is kind of funny. Not funny, but it happened. It was an exciting day over North Escambia County on Monday. The Goodyear blimp,
ooh,
known as Wingfoot 2, was spotted flying low and slow over Molino. According to the flight tracking data, the blimp left New Orleans after a weekend hovering over the Zurich Classic Golf Tournament. It was headed back to its home base near Fort Lauderdale at the Pompano Beach Air Park. This year, by the way, the 100th anniversary of the original Goodyear blimp Pilgrim. That was in 1925. Sports coming up in less than five. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump marking a milestone, 100 days into his second term. The president holding events today in Michigan. He pledged more military spending during a stop at Selfridge Air National Guard Base north of Detroit.
I'll be supporting a record-setting $1 trillion investment in our national defense. We're going to go $1 trillion, the largest in the world, largest ever.
The president also signed an executive order relaxing some of his tariffs on cars and car parts. There's jockeying underway for a top leadership position among Senate Democrats.
Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin's announcement that he will not be seeking re-election has opened the door for a new number two Senate Democrat. Hawaii's Brian Schatz has announced his candidacy. Senator Amy Klobuchar is also a potential candidate.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah.
The Burger Battle by the Bay is the best burger competition on the Gulf Coast. It's Saturday from 11 till 3 at Community Maritime Park, downtown Pensacola. All you can eat burger bites and more. Tickets $15 now online, Solo Cafe Shop, and Wright Street Thrift. $20 day of the event. Proceeds support Take a Stock in Children, Alzheimer's Association, Polo Eradication, and many other community projects supported by Subwest Rotary. It's the Burger Battle by the Bay. It's Saturday at Maritime Park.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All righty. First up, we got Pensacola Beach lifeguard sounding the safety alarm for rescuing nearly 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. Escambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says the key is to remain calm and swim parallel to the shore until you escape the current. Lifeguards say a patch of dark water near the shoreline could be a telltale sign that a rip current is in the area.
Yeah, number two, and that could be a very good clue if you're heading over to Pensacola Beach today. By the way, yellow flags are flying along the coastline. Rip currents are light this afternoon. Here's number two in the top of three. Public school enrollment in Florida is declining. New data from economic and demographic research is suggesting today massive increases in school voucher usage is really the immediate reason. EDR's predictions now estimating a net decrease in Florida of nearly 66,000 students over the next 5 years. Escambia County expected to see the sharpest decline locally at an estimated 2,500 students. Santa Rosa County will be down about 1,000 students.
And your third and final of the top three stories here. An investigation ongoing after deputies located a gun at Warrington Prep Academy in Escambia County. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to Warrington Prep Tuesday morning for a student with a gun. The Sheriff's Office says deputies located the firearm on campus and no shots were fired. Deputies are still investigating charges at this time, and no one yet has been charged.
Stories this hour.
Okay, Pensacola Beach Advocates supports ongoing efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build new fire districts. Now, to effectively do this, the economic playing field must be leveled, as Escambia County has proposed an increase of fire municipal services benefit units. They call them MSBUs, that places a higher financial burden on beach businesses compared to the mainland rates. If you want to voice your concern, Escambia Commissioner is going to discuss the issue on Thursday, 5:30 in Commission Chambers. That's over at 221 Palafox Place. Look for PBA members to attend that public forum to speak against that increase.
and a $4.7 million Florida Department of Transportation project to resurface Highway 29 in Century now complete. It involved realigning the highway, upgrading traffic signals and drainage, and improving ADA compliance for sidewalks and curb ramps. Notably, a 700-foot curve prone to truck accidents was reconstructed. Lane closures had began back in January of 2023 and reduced traffic to one lane in each direction.
Yeah, well, we're kind of touching on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Sea turtle nesting season has arrived. It'll be around till October. Here's a few things to remember when visiting the island, especially in the evening time. When walking along the beach at night, remember to use a red flashlight. Did you know this? Sea turtles and hatchlings are less likely to be attracted and disoriented by the red lighting. Also, never touch or harass a nesting sea turtle or baby hatchlings as they tend to kind of wander around leaving their nest. Fill in large holes to leave the beach flat for nesting sea turtles. I hate it, boy, when people build the sandcastles, dig a six-foot hole, and they leave it for the nighttime. Dangerous. That's all I can say about that. And remember to remove all tents, canopies, furniture, toys, and any other obstacles from the beach every single night.
And a former Escambia County substitute teacher has filed a lawsuit against the school district claiming discrimination based on gender identity. Haynes Cypress McLeish, a transgender non-binary individual, alleges that they faced discriminatory treatment and were ultimately terminated due to their use of the title MX and preferred pronouns. The lawsuit named several school officials, including the superintendent and several board members. McLeish is seeking damages reinstatement and a declaration that the district's actions violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act.
Sunny and temps in the low 80s this afternoon. It's a real nice day out there. Hope you're having a nice day. Good afternoon. 437 at News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with a look into sports today.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Cleveland Cavaliers in a dominating four-game sweep with a 138-83 victory.
Damn, it was humbling. You know, this series was humbling. These last two games were embarrassing. But Cleveland's also a very good team.
Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, after his team got eliminated from the playoffs in the minimum four games by the Cleveland Cavaliers, the number one seed of the Eastern Conference, the Cavs set an NBA record for the most lopsided victory in a playoff series clincher. They beat the Heat by 55 points last night after they had won game four by 37. The 92-point scoring difference in the last two games of the series, an NBA record for any two-game stretch of a playoff series. The Cavs also set an NBA record for having outscored their opponent by more points than in any playoff series. Cleveland outscored Miami by 122 over four games. Next, the Cavaliers will play the winner of the Pacers-Bucks series. Indiana leads 3-1 and can wrap it up tonight. The Golden State Warriors took a 3-1 lead on the Houston Rockets. Fred VanVleet missed a three-point shot at the buzzer that would have forced overtime. Jimmy Butler scored a team-high 27 points for Golden State.
I die for these guys, for real. It's so fun. I got my joy back, as some would say. But more than anything, it's always good to win. Let me go, man. Go back there.
What are you going to do?
Nothing on national TV.
Jimmy Butler and the Warriors having fun on TNT. After a 109-106 victory over the Rockets, who were the second seed in the Western Conference, and one loss away from getting eliminated from the playoffs, Houston hosts a must-win Game 5 tomorrow. Hockey, Florida Panthers outscored the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-0 in the third period last night to win 4-2 and get within one victory of moving into the second round. The Dallas Stars up 3-2 on the Colorado Avalanche after a 6-2 win. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a mural honoring the lives of Kobe and Gianna Bryant has been vandalized. The mural on Main Street in downtown Los Angeles was completed just days after the legendary Laker, his daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash back in January of 2020. It depicts Kobe with Gianna when she was a toddler. The mural was also featured in a commercial for Super Bowl 56. The artist who created it, who goes by Slow Motions, is planning to restore the artwork.
Okay, the Milwaukee Bucks going into some NBA ramble here this afternoon. Received some bad news Monday about point guard Damian Lillard. Had a pretty serious injury. Joe Morgan has more on it.
The Milwaukee Bucks had their worst fears confirmed on Monday. An MRI revealed a torn left Achilles tendon for Bucks star Damian Lillard. The injury was suffered Sunday during Milwaukee's Game 4 playoff loss to the Indiana Pacers. The injury ends Lillard's season and puts next year in jeopardy, after Lillard fought his way back from a blood clot in his right leg, which caused him to miss the final 14 games of the regular season and the first game of the playoffs. Milwaukee is one loss away from being eliminated from the postseason. The team has won just one playoff series since winning the NBA title in 2021. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And University of Southern California basketball recruit Elijah Arenas will be discharged from the hospital soon. The announcement was made yesterday on a podcast co-hosted by his father, former NBA star Gilbert Arenas. The younger Arenas was involved in a serious Tesla Cybertruck crash last week in Los Angeles. The 18-year-old was placed in a medically induced coma following the crash after he inhaled a large amount of smoke. Witnesses pulled him from the truck after he crashed into a fire hydrant and tree. Arenas did not suffer any major bodily injuries and is now said to be walking and talking.
Okay, 441 News Radio 92.3. What do you think when you like read the headlines and you see with this sports athlete just got $1 trillion? I'm being a little exaggerating here, but yeah. How do you feel about these athletes getting all this enormous amount of money out there?
A lot of people say athletes are probably overpaid when compared to first responders or whatever else.
Right, here comes another one. One NFL star getting a huge payday. Here's Jared Max.
One of the more widely recognizable players in the NFL, known for his long blonde hair and big smile, two-time All-Pro George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers has taken over the title as the highest-paid tight end in the NFL in terms of annual salary. Kittle, who's 31 years old and has spent his entire 8-year NFL career with San Francisco, agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth $76.4 million, $40 million guaranteed. The deal will bring Kittle $100,000 more per season than Arizona Cardinals tight end Trey McBride. A 6-time Pro Bowler, Kittle led all NFL tight ends in yards per reception last season, ranked 2nd in touchdowns, 3rd in receiving yards. He's one of only 5 tight ends in NFL history with at least 4,000-yard receiving seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
And last but not least for your sports segment, here's your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute brought to you by Fisher Investments. Draymond Green last night had 6 points, 8 rebounds, 5 fouls, 1 technical foul, 1 flagrant foul. And yes, that's the farthest thing from a good stat line. But with the game on the line, Draymond made a game-winning defensive stop and then obnoxiously yelled into the camera. The Warriors are now up 3-1, though, against the Rockets, and the polarizing Draymond Green is the perfect definition of a player you love if he's on your team, but hate him if he isn't. I'm Zach Gelb.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on, Austin?
Well, the first thing that's happening, Chris, is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. But no, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. We do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit developing on 9 Mile itself. If you're traveling eastbound towards I-10, last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather on a local scale, it's 81 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Tomorrow, maybe a slight chance of shower in the middle of your Wednesday, but it won't be much and it won't last for long. Wednesday's high will be 82 and low will also be 71.
Nice snapshot of the weather there. Something to smile about this afternoon as you make your way home. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Well, on the local side, looks good. On the national side, a little questionable. More stormy weather is expected across much of the U.S. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean's in, has your Fox weather forecast.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible, containing large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain with isolated tornadoes from Texas to the interior northeast and Ohio Valley today. As a cold front pushes eastward, Flash flooding is also a concern over sections of the south central U.S. Meanwhile, ahead of the system, temperatures will be warm along the east coast, and the northwest remains unsettled with more coastal rain and some higher elevation snow. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
All right, 447 News Radio 92.3. A new global study in the journal Lancet links certain household plastics with heart disease deaths. Teresa Crowley has more information.
Daily exposure to a certain group of household plastics may be linked to 356,000 global deaths from heart disease in 1 year alone. Researchers at NYU Langone Health focused on a kind of phthalate that makes items like food containers and medical gear more flexible. When the chemicals break down and are ingested, they can cause inflammation in the heart arteries, leading to heart attack and stroke. The new analysis estimates DEHP exposure contributed to more than 13% of heart disease deaths in men and women 55 to 64, the biggest share of deaths in Asia, the Pacific, and the Middle East. Authors suggest it's because they have a boom in plastic production with fewer regulations. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And today is National Fentanyl Awareness Day, first observed 4 years ago by parents who lost their loved ones to drug overdoses. The goal is to remind people of the many deaths each year caused by fentanyl and to spread the word about naloxone. It's a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. Progress has been made on bringing down the number of overdose deaths in recent years, but fentanyl is still the number one killer.
Okay, packages of chocolate-covered macadamias are being recalled here in Florida and also in 16 other states due to the possible presence of undeclared almonds and cashews in the packaging. The recall was announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after the Mauna Loa Macadamia Nut Company of Hawaii voluntarily recalled those packages. So if you got them, don't eat them. If you eat them, be careful.
You've been warned.
That's right.
And the maker of the popular weight loss drug Wegovy plans to make the medication more affordable and more available. The Denmark company Novo Nordisk says it will work with telehealth companies to provide less expensive off-brand drugs that act the same way as the Wegovy click pins do. The company says the name brand version will be now delivered to homes for $499 plus the cost of a monthly telehealth service, which is about $100 a month. That's less than the cost of the drug without a discount.
Okay, afternoon, News Radio 92.3. A pediatrician shared the questions she received from parents concerned about the measles outbreak, and this has been a real topical conversation piece. Mm-hmm. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. As measles cases spread in the U.S., hundreds of them in multiple states, doctors are speaking out. Allison Croucher is a pediatrician and doctor of osteopathic medicine with Dooley Healthcare in Illinois. She recently told Fox News Digital she gets a lot of frequent questions from parents about the disease. For instance, how do I know if my child is fully vaccinated? Can my infant get the vaccine early? Or even, we've been around other people who traveled recently. What symptoms should we watch for? There's no specific treatment for measles, so public health officials say getting vaccinated remains the best way to protect yourself. For more health news or for Dr. Croucher's responses to the questions you just heard, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And for the first time ever, there are now more than 7 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association 2025 Disease Facts and Figures Report finds that 7.2 million Americans are living with it, and nearly 4 in 5 Americans would want to find out if they have it before even developing symptoms. New York doctor Nikhil Palakar says two new FDA-approved medications known as lecanemab and donanemab are helping to slow the progression of symptoms in people with early stages of the disease.
All right, 449 News Radio 92.3. Brad Smith, he's suffering from ALS, is now able to communicate. This is thanks to a new microchip implanted in his brain from Elon Musk's company Neuralink. Lydia Hu has more on the story.
Smith says the circular device, about the size of 5 quarters stacked together, is robotically implanted in the motor cortex of the brain. Threads placed a few millimeters into the brain collect neural firings that are decoded to control a computer's cursor and type messages. With this technology, Smith is able to narrate a video posted to X with his own voice, cloned by AI from recordings made before he got sick. The other two recipients of the Neuralink implant have spinal cord injuries. Neuralink is reportedly planning to raise about $500 million as it continues testing the implant.
All righty, just about 4:51. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you, and maybe, if there's time, perhaps a pop culture note or two as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money this afternoon. Here is your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Supermicro fell as much as 19% today after the server maker announced preliminary results for the fiscal third quarter that landed lower than analysts' expectations. Adjusted guidance has year-over-year growth at 18%, a far cry from 200% last year. Meta Platforms is announcing it's launching a standalone artificial intelligence app to go head-to-head with OpenAI maker ChatGPT. Shares of Meta are down 0.9% in after-hours trading. Consumer attitude regarding the president near future dimmed once again in April. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell to 86 on the month, down 7.9 points, and off the Dow Jones estimate of 87.7. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 0.5 to 0.75%. That's your money now.
Okay, 4:55, News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, not too much on the roads. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road. This is getting really bad. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, it's a little bit worse than usual, pushing you back to I-10. Last major spot's going to be if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, basically copy and paste, temperature-wise, high of 82, low of 71.
Okay, Harvard University is naming, or I should say it's renaming, its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. Tanya J. Roberts has more on this one.
Harvard's Office for Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging will now be called Community and Campus Life. It was announced on Monday afternoon in an email from the head of what had been the chief diversity officer, but is now the chief community and campus life officer. The change comes as the Trump administration continues its push to dismantle DEI programming at universities, freezing more than $2 billion of Harvard's government funding. The school also says it will no longer host or fund affinity group celebrations during commencement, just months after the U.S. Department of Education threatened more funding cuts if Harvard did not cancel graduation celebrations that might separate students based on race. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the price of gold continues to hit records. Bullion has been selling for $3,500 per ounce. That has never happened before. Texas Tech professor Benjamin Powell says that investors are looking for a safe space to park their money amidst trade wars. He predicts that there's a ceiling for gold prices, but right now they continue to climb thanks to uncertainty in the market about tariffs. A 90-day pause ends in July.
News Radio 92.3, Amazon has launched satellites it hopes will rival the Starlink network operated by SpaceX. Grinnell Scott has more on the story.
A rocket carried 27 of Amazon's Project Kuiper satellites into orbit. Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, plans for more than 3,200 satellites that will establish a global broadband network. Rival billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX has more than 7,000 satellites in his Starlink network in Earth's orbit. The latest ones were launched this past Sunday night. Despite the broadband benefits, there are many stargazers who say the man-made orbitals obstruct views of natural satellites and increase chances of space collisions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, another remake of an 80s classic is on the horizon. A little kind of a sneak peek here. Make sure you break out all your colorful jackets.
That's right. It's
a hint for you. Michelle Polino has more.
Top Gun Maverick filmmaker Joseph Kosinski is set to direct a Miami Vice remake for Universal Pictures. Plot details haven't been revealed, but the movie will be based on the iconic 1980s TV series. The NBC show starred Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas as undercover detectives in South Florida. The neon-hued series ran for 5 seasons from 1984 to 1989. This marks the second attempt to bring Miami Vice to the big screen. A 2006 version directed by Michael Mann, who produced the original series, starred Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Despite later becoming a cult favorite, the film flopped at the box office. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Beyonce saddling up and taking over stadiums across the nation as she embarks on her Cowboy Carter tour. The tour kicked off on Monday at SoFi Stadium in California, where she performed over 40 songs. Cowboy Carter helped the pop star win her first Grammy for Album of the Year, as well as the Grammy for Best Country Album.
Well, that's quite a set. 40-song set?
I know. They got their money's worth, it sounds like.
Well, that depends.
I don't know how much he goes for.
All right. Right. Or were the songs added it all together?
Right.
Okay. Very interesting. I just want to say, kind of get you set up here, if you don't mind, what's coming up this next hour. We have a lot of breaking information on that investigation going on here locally. There was a gun located at Warrington Prep Academy earlier today.
Yeah.
We will tell you more about that situation. The sheriff's office saying deputies called there, did find a student with a gun. No shots were fired. At this time, no one has been charged. But we will expand on this for you as we get into this. Also, Pensacola Beach lifeguards sounding that safety alarm after rescuing 50 people from rip currents over the weekend. Austin and I will give you a piece of advice that could possibly help save your life.
Yeah, something to look out for.
If you get caught in that. So a couple of stories we're talking about. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Back at about 12 with more stories for you.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.